Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
That was some series.
You know, you have to go back and say, where does it rank among the greatest World Series of all time? There was Grover Cleveland Alexander saving the St. Louis Cardinals in 1926, Bill Mazeroski's home run for the Pirates in 1960, the Reds and Red Sox, that unbelievable World Series in 75, the Mets and Red Sox in 86. But I think given the circumstances of 2001, given what happened in New York City on September 11th, given the Yankees dynasty trying for a fourth straight title 5 and 6 years in an era where you have to win 11 games each year to win a World Championship, as opposed to the old days when they won their five in a row, 49-53, when you only had to win four games, versus the new kid on the block as a franchise, the Diamondbacks, but a very veteran team with two unreal pitchers in Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson, and then the finish. The two games the Yankees won in New York down to their last out, and then last night the Diamondbacks beating the unbeatable Mariano Rivera in the bottom of the ninth. This was a guy who had saved 24 out of 25 games successfully in postseason, and I and others would make the argument maybe the greatest relief pitcher of all time, and they somehow came up with those two runs to win the World Series. I'm still breathing hard.
So you don't question Torrey's move to put Rivera in at the end?
Absolutely not. This is the way he's used Mariano Rivera really since 1996, when he would come in and pitch two innings to set up John Wetland as the closer when they won the first title in this run. The Yankee formula has been, in big games, get to the eighth inning with the lead and put the ball in Rivera's hands. That's what they did last night when Alfonso Soriano hit the home run in the eighth inning. Now Rivera has the ball, and you have to think the Yankees are going to somehow do it again, even though, Bob, they were outscored in this World Series 37-15. That's how good the Diamondbacks were, and yet the Yankees were two outs from winning.
Bob Brenly goes from broadcaster last year to World Championship manager this year, but it wasn't easy.
No, it really wasn't, and he should thank his team for pulling him out, because he would have been second-guessed from here to next March and beyond for bringing Byung-Young Kim into Game 4 and then again in Game 5, which was unreal that he did that, and for keeping Curt Schilling in when he was tired last night. But it all worked out in the end. Thank goodness for Byung-Young Kim, the young relief pitcher. I don't know how he ever would have lived down those two home runs in Yankee Stadium had the Diamondbacks not won and Brenly gets his world title.
Schilling and Johnson, quite a 1-2 punch there.
Right up there with Koufax and Drysdale, or any of the great duos you might think of in the history of baseball. They won, Bob, 9 of the 11 games the Diamondbacks won in this postseason. And last night, Johnson coming back, having pitched Saturday, to get the win in relief, is right up there with what Schilling did, which was extraordinary throughout postseason.
And the Yanks are through, right?
No, the Yankees are not anywhere close to through. They will be different next year. Paul O'Neill is retiring. They have four key players who are free agents, including Tino Martinez and Scott Brosius and Chuck Knobloch, but they will retool. Your good friend George Steinbrenner will spend the money. They will look different next spring, but they will still be one of the best teams in baseball.
Thank you, John.
Bye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, playing for honor and glory in Division I college basketball.